that doesn't count.
Right, you can reassess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least with respect to this one, do you want to make a motion to put it back in last year's, or do what the assessor is talking about with the comparison? Discussion on that, in other words.
It was on the docket because of
the exemptions.
Right. Right, in other words, we had it had been on our docket last year, yeah, and it had been reduced down to 750. What she's saying now is that there's, the way she's evaluating on the income approach, especially with the pandemic, it appears that she's looking at these, trying to put these in classifications for particular hotels, what they charge, their age, those kinds of things, on an income approach, and it would actually be less than what we set it at last year, mm-hmm, under her current evaluation.
Yeah. So what you would have set it at last year, supposedly, according to his paperwork, is what he paid for it in 2019, I guess, which would be fair.
So in other words, there's a...
The times have changed.
Because of the pandemic, basically, the evaluations that she's giving are coming in lower than some of these.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's...
The only thing he's asked for is the 950. It's just a discussion as to whether or not we want to, on our own, set it down below.
Yeah. I'm just curious, are we talking about reassessing all lodging based on 20 pandemic?
Only those who ask.
Okay.
I mean, when we're in here, I'm trying to be fair, and I'm trying to do it the same way I'm working, yeah, on everybody, you see. And yeah, so for the gentleman that's coming after this person,
yeah,
I'm recommending the same thing. And yeah, so it's whether he likes that and you like that or not. But yeah, this is the way I'm going forward for people who have not, yeah, given me financials.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people, real estate is kind of peaking. There's a lot of stuff, yeah, right now. But
so next year,
it may be back to 950, I don't know.
If we have a good year this year, are we going to reassess these again? Or?
Hopefully every year people will want to add their next year. But again, the pandemic year is going to hang on till it runs the cycle. It's the beginning now, but yeah, it's going to be the tail.
These are the it is the floodplain, my guess.
Because I thought about doing 5 years, but a lot of people don't have 5 years
on the spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. And so this is just going to have to be a three-year average. And so that's what you're getting.
The 25% and one.
And if you think about it, people are going to have a heck of a time recovering. It's not, yeah, you don't flip a switch and recover.
Okay.
Do you have a motion?
I'd go ahead and move to put it at what we did last year, and that's what he's been requesting. So I mean, I think the income approach is probably going to, for those that come in and ask for the pandemic year, then we can assess those when they come in. But he's not here, and he's not asking, so put it at what we did last year, $950,000. That would be my motion.
I'm going to have to abstain.
Okay. So we have a motion. I will second your motion to keep it at the, or to confirm what he requested, at the 950. So we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Stands at 950. And I do appreciate you sharing that with us and going through that. I mean, that sounds reasonable.
And it's based on, too, I mean, as I've understood this over our conversation last two, if they bring in their financials on these commercial properties, a lot of times because of the pandemic, it's helping them. But I understand people are reluctant to bring in their financials, but it's not like she's going to broadcast them somewhere. But it's up to them.
Sure.
I can reveal things to you because you're the judges, but you can't have copies because I promised people that that's not going to happen. But, you know, just to show the county where we're at. Where I got my numbers.
Well, and that is fair, and we do appreciate that for sure. Sure. No, that's so.
So the number you're setting for today,
can this person,
the 950 that you're sticking
with?
Is
what he requested. If somebody comes in on the other ones, I mean, based on the pandemic, and you've done an income approach, tell us what it comes out to be, and if that's what they're requesting.
That's not really what I'm asking. I'm sorry. if the gentleman who didn't show today comes in next year and wants to do it this way, will you consider that? Or
sure.
Are we stuck on the BOE?
You can still assess it, reassess that for that purpose. I mean, if he comes in.
If he comes in, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he comes in.
Because I can't next year. Not a reassessment year.
Right. Oh, okay.
All
right.
All right, 2021-149. That is Sai Shri LLC. All right, if you could approach. Appreciate it. What's your name, sir?
It's Mike Tom, Kesper-Tell.
Very good. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So you have a property, I guess, a hotel is my guess. Is that right?
Sai Shri LLC?
Yes.
What's the property? Thousand Hills. What is it?
It's a Dockers Inn on a Green Mountain.
Dockers.
Like, oh, okay. Dockers Bar. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Dockers Motel.
There's not a restaurant?
No.
Bar there? Okay. Not anymore.
So we have you on at 1.575789, and you're requesting it to be moved to 1.1 million. And Susan, you said you had something similar on this.
I do. We have him down for 82 units. He's saying different, and I'm getting this from all different motel people that they have different numbers of units than what we've got. But based on the 13,000 times 82 units that we have him for, we have him at 1,066,000.
1.066?
Yeah, 1,066,000. And can I ask you, how much did you pay for it in 2020?
We paid 1.65.
1.65, okay.
Okay, so your income approach is backing up what he's asking for, is what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. So, I mean, it's really your choice again, where if you know, that's the number he's happy with, or.
Have you had that conversation already with the assessor?
Just 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're asking it to go down to 1.1?
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion, guys?
Any discussion?
What was the purchase price?
1.65.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we approve Mike Patel's motion on, or his request on Sai Shri to lower it to 1.1 million.
All right. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Grant, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
He has a second motel on the list, in case
you... Oh, do you? Thank you. Which, where are we at on that? And we can, unless you just want to hang out all day.
I can.
I know you don't want to hang out all day.
Sai Lila LLC. It's a Brookwood Inn.
206.
Okay. 2021, 206. And which property is
that's
this?
That's a Brookwood.
Oh, okay.
And this was just purchased. What did you pay for that when you bought it?
1.3.
And just so you know, that Missouri is a non-disclosure state, and you don't have to disclose to the county on what you bought something for, just FYI.
Yeah.
So we have you at 1.354. You're requesting it to be changed to...
What number is this?
It doesn't have it on here. What were you requesting it to be?
I was requesting 1.15.
1.15.
Which number are we on?
We are on, it's the second page right here.
Oh, okay, there it is.
And so on the assessor's department, based on what we've been doing, we were thinking 51 units times 22,000, because rooms in that range and that type of hotel, it comes out at 1,122,000. So we're right in with what he's... Again, your choice.
And you're a 1.12, you suggested 1.15.
Close.
And just to be clear with the assessor's office, we're trying to do this on all commercial properties, on the motel properties, the income approach across the board at this point?
We're trying. When they give it to us, and, right. And then otherwise our suggestion is based on other motels in that class, what they're doing this year.
And, of course, that change is going to, I mean, as we get further away from the pandemic, those values will probably go up.
Right, but in the same way that an appraisal works with cost approach, comparison, you know, you go across all three types and then come out with an amount. Not each one isn't carved in stone. We're just trying to come to an agreeable amount so we don't overcharge them. On these particular ones, like I said, this type motel and what they charge for this motel, we came up with between 21 and 23,000 per room. We did 22 for him.
And I understand there's no cookie cutter for each hotel, but I'm just asking if you're are they basically based on the type of hotel and the rates that they're charging? Is that the biggest factor as far as room value is?
In this, yeah, in this scenario.
Approach, I assume. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what we're trying to do across the board.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would make a motion to reduce it to 1.15.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to reduce to 1.15
million.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more today?
Not for me.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Is Schmidt's family here, or are they telephone? It looks like they're telephone. I tell you what, we've had a gentleman waiting here for a little bit.
There's an in-person on Stanley Gross. Looking yep.
Direction. Yep. So, 220, we're going to move to BOE number 24, Stanley Gross.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for your patience. I know you got here early.
Yeah.
We got BOE number 24 and 25 on this one. What's going on with your property, Stanley?
Well, let's start with 227 Thunderbird.
Okay.
They raised, Pinnell raised them taxes on that property, both of them, in 2019. And I didn't complain much about it. They only raised the one on the 227. I think it was about $50. But now they want another 100. There ain't been nothing done to that house. That's a mobile home that my dad and brothers put a house around it, built a house around it out of used lumber. Still got trailer house windows in it. What makes it worth another $100?
So this is what you're having to pay, right? An extra $100 that you got to pay?
It's what she's wanting to raise it to.
Okay, so what was it last year that, what was your bill last year? Or do we have the appraised amount last year?
$778.59. That's what I paid last year.
But based on what you paid, that's not the same as the valuation.
What was the valuation last year? Was that
76?
It was 86. It went from.
I will interject to you that on Mr. Gross's properties, This is only the index increase that everyone in